Friday, August 15th. Yesterday, I very naively and stupidly asked, what could go wrong? Well, by 9 a.m., I had my answer. OMG, why does it seem like my life is just one huge disaster waiting to happen? That was me screaming. I just got a text a few minutes ago with some awful news. Remember when I said we had the same management team as before? Unfortunately, we also have the same shady, manipulative, lazy, backstabbing, hopelessly vain, conniving, fake and fabulous, lip gloss addicted social media intern, Mackenzie Hollister. I couldn't believe it. Our chaperone and total ice queen, Victoria Steele, was actually giving that girl a second chance to cover our Paris trip after the awful job she did on the Bad Boys tour. Like, who does that? Apparently, Victoria will be hiring a second intern to help Mackenzie and also serve as our guide and interpreter while we're in Paris. Thank goodness. I just hope this new person is actually competent and will do more than hang out at the spa, get manis and pedis, drink caramel macchiatos, eat at fancy restaurants, and shop. Unlike Mackenzie. But there was more bad news. Victoria explained that Mackenzie was super excited and wanted to meet with me today to discuss her social media plans for Paris. Mackenzie's newest CCP, cute, cool, and popular hangout, is a trendy coffee shop located inside our local bookstore. Victoria and Mackenzie wanted to meet me there today at noon. Just great. I was very sure the last thing Mackenzie wanted to talk to me about today was her social media plans. I tried my hardest to make up an excuse so I wouldn't have to waste my afternoon hanging out with that self-absorbed drama queen. But Victoria was our creative director, and she insisted. My mom agreed to drop me off at the bookstore while she and Brianna visited the cupcakery for sweet treats. I arrived at the bookstore 10 minutes early and decided to check out the new books in the art and drawing section. Luckily, I still had money from my birthday. I just happened to stumble across the coolest book ever called Parisian Fashion Illustration. Back when I suggested our Savage Summer Challenge projects, my goal was to learn fashion illustration. It's a beautiful and elegant style of drawing used to illustrate fashions like the fabulous designs you see on the runways in Paris, Milan, and New York City. You know, the 100% authentic stuff that's real, not like my knockoff designer handbag. Unfortunately, I never had time to pursue it. I was way too busy worrying about Paris and making sure everyone was available to make the trip. Maybe this was something I could do after all, in Paris, the fashion capital of the world. I imagined myself sitting on a bench, sketching Parisians, strolling through the park while my crush Brandon took photos of the gorgeous cityscape. Like, how romantic would that be? Scoo-wee! Suddenly, my wonderful dream was rudely interrupted. Nikki, hi, hun, Mackenzie said as she sashayed down the aisle toward me like it was a Fashion Week runway. I just hate it when that girl sashays. Then she stopped dead in her tracks and stared at me. OMG, you're reading Parisian Fashion Illustration? She uttered in shock. Yeah, I plan to buy it, I answered like it wasn't a big deal. But it's about cutting-edge fashion, Mackenzie protested. I know that, I said, rolling my eyes. But Nikki, it doesn't have silly doodles, goofy cartoon characters, stupid knock-knock jokes, or any of that other immature kitty garbage you love so much, Mackenzie said as she took out her scornfully scathing scarlet lip gloss and slathered on three layers. Sorry, but you wouldn't understand a word you were reading, hun, although you might enjoy looking at all the pretty pictures. I could not believe Mackenzie said all that right to my face like that. I stared into her cold, icy blue eyes. Speaking of garbage, you're spewing a lot of trash talk today, Mackenzie. Your nasty little problem is going to require an ammonia-flavored breath mint sprinkled with those little scrubbing bubbles thingies. But you're going to need the toilet bowl cleaner strength. Mackenzie looked at me like I was something her spoiled poodle, Fifi, had left in the grass in her backyard. OMG, that girl is such a drama queen. She picked up a book and casually flipped through the pages. Then she smiled at me all evil-like and said, "Listen, Nikki, we need to talk and fast. That hideous outfit you're wearing is making me so nauseated. I'm about to lose my lunch, and I don't want to risk splattering my new $900 designer shoes." "Mackenzie, please, just get to the point," I sighed. "I already know this meeting has nothing whatsoever to do with your social media job." "Actually, you're right. Why would I waste my time doing anything for you and your group of no-talent misfits pretending to be a band?" Mackenzie sneered. "I'm going to have a glam vacation in Paris, and that witch, Victoria Steele, is going to pay me while I'm doing it." "Mackenzie, that is so dishonest. What do you have to say for yourself?" I asked, totally disgusted. "Yay me," Mackenzie smirked. I could not believe she actually said that. "So, what does your glam vacay in Paris have to do with me?" I asked, already dreading her answer. "I'm so happy you asked, Nikki. The Bad Boys haven't selected a new band member yet since they're taking a break. That means there's still a chance that spot could be mine. But I'm going to need a much higher profile. I think appearing on the cover of a French magazine could be just the thing I need to set me apart from all the wannabes. Trevor and the Bad Boys need to see how talented and incredibly photogenic I am," she bragged. I didn't know whether Mackenzie was shamelessly vain or just hopelessly delusional. "Sorry to disappoint you, Mackenzie, but my band and I are going to be featured on the cover of that magazine. I could be wrong, but I don't think your social media intern job description includes cover model. Anyway, I need to get home because I still have a lot of packing to do. Goodbye." I turned around and headed toward the checkout to buy my fashion book and leave. "Nikki Maxwell, come back here. This meeting isn't over until I say it's over," Mackenzie yelled at me. That's when I noticed practically everyone in the bookstore was staring at us. Mackenzie smiled and sashayed over to me. "I just hate it when that girl sashays." "Listen, Nikki, I need your help to get that spot in the Bad Boys, and you need my help to get that trip to Paris, so let's just agree to help each other," she said sweetly. "I don't need anything from you," I shot back. "Really? Well, I think you need me to not send this video to Trevor Chase. Once he sees it, there's no way he's going to let you go to Paris to appear on the cover of a magazine. Your little friends will be devastated, and it'll be all your fault. They're going to hate you for the rest of your miserable little life." "Mackenzie, Trevor said we earned that invitation to Paris. You're obviously just jealous. How could you do something so cruel?" "Easy. Just watch me," she snarled. If I was the only person involved, I would have dealt with the consequences of that video. I didn't deserve to go to Paris or be on any stage ever again. But my friends were involved, and they hadn't done anything wrong. There was no way I was going to stand by and let Mackenzie destroy their dreams of visiting Paris, especially after they already canceled their Savage Summer Challenge activities. They didn't deserve this. So, yes. I told Mackenzie that I would think about her taking my place on the cover just to keep her from sending that video to Trevor. She told me I had to let her know my final decision the day before the cover shoot. Or else. And I think that's a threat. I'm so upset and disgusted right now. I can barely write. I've decided to keep all this a secret from my BFFs until I figure a way out of this mess. Sorry, but I refuse to let this drama queen ruin our trip to Paris.